and welcome to another edition of the Latin Babbler Show. I am your host, the Latin Babbler, and I am here with a full crew this week. Let's sound it off with Tigra.
Oye, que vuelta a ser. What's up, viva Cuba!
Miss Rocky, what's up?
Que hola, mi gente, what's up?
And joining us for the first time in a while, we welcome back El Boique, man. What's up?
Hey, fam, it's great to be back, man, with the food eyes up in here. Oh, man, it's lovely to be back.
So this episode is going to be pretty outstanding. We're going to be showcasing music. The whole episode is going to be dedicated to music. And we have about 6 or 7 artist spotlights that we are going to be showcasing today. Everything from Mishcat all the way to Mano Vargas, who we've had before. But before we do that on this show, we've always had something Latino. It always represents something that's going on that we want you guys to know about. And it's normally something we do to try to teach everybody. So I'm going to take this week's to talk about something that, Tigra, you're the one that texted me when I was actually driving home on Sunday.
Yes, I was like, are you watching the news? Like, isn't this crazy that we did the show Cuba and we've been putting stuff and all of a sudden this is going down right now?
That's crazy.
I was freaked out. I was like, what?
Yeah, and I've heard, you know, actually a couple weeks ago that this was already happening, but, you know, the news was blocking it. So this was already happening, but it finally hit the news. So I'm glad that that started happening. Like, it's about time.
Yeah, it's time.
Now, if you didn't know, if you haven't listened to the episode, what we did is we brought in Jason, who's a good dear friend of ours. And we went ahead and gave the art, the music, and the culture of Cuba. And that was a great episode. A lot of people loved that episode. Many were sitting there saying, man, I love to hear about the country before all the disasters and all kinds of stuff and even how the people were coping with it there. But the thing that a lot of people talked about was, is in the episode, we didn't really touch on the social issues that were taking place in Cuba. So what we decided to do is our wonderful writer, Nicole, she went ahead and she wrote an article that touched on all of those, you know, different issues, everything from the censorship to the LGBTQ. And for me, it was just amazing that after we spent an entire week showcasing this country, that all of a sudden you would have thousands of Cubans lifting voices up to try and change their environment and to create freedom from communism, socialism that's taking place over there, because they're having a serious issue with COVID over in Cuba. So, you know, they're not getting anything in. They're not having any issues or they're not getting any vaccinations.
Right.
And people are just done. They are just done. And mind you, these people are very brave, extremely brave.
Yeah.
You're talking about the risk of getting arrested, you know, risk of getting tried and convicted and all kinds of stuff for staging a coup and things of that nature. And so, obviously, our show wasn't correlated. You know, it's not like our show did anything to cause those voices to rise. But, you know, for us, it was kind of like really awesome to see that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it just happened back to back. It was like Cuba episode, article, 2 days later, protest that hits the airwaves.
And we didn't even know this was going on.
No.
That's the funny part about it. We didn't know anything.
Well, the thing about the article is it talked about that. So, if you didn't know, the internet in Cuba is not allowed except for like private business. They just started opening to some private businesses.
Right.
And so you'll see people like lined up around the private businesses to try to tap into like the Wi-Fi and this and that. And even then, there's still like, you know, government-owned airways and things of that nature. So we don't even know what they're going to get from an internet standpoint. But as we promised, look, we gave the article. It was very well written. And it's amazing to see it. It's amazing to see it. You see the hashtag SOS Cuba.
That's it.
SOS Cuba is out. So look, Cuba, all the people of Cuba, the people in Miami, all the Cubans in Miami who are riled up, because that's how they
do. Little Havana is lit. I mean, there were protests with their banderas out there, their cars, even jet skis were on the street. It was insane.
I'm telling you. But we here at the show, we stand with you. And we will keep pushing it. And it's this generation that might take down an entire wall. that's been up there for over 60 years.
Correct.
So I'm excited to see what comes out of it. I know that there are going to be some sacrifices. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people who are going to kind of pave the way, we're going to be hearing about them later on in history books. But really excited for the people of Cuba. You can find online sources, by the way. There's quite a few. If you look up SOS Cuba, where you can donate, be very careful when you're donating, obviously. There's somebody going into the wrong. There's probably a lot of spam and you know, people trying to do malice.
Always trying to make, a gimmick, always behind you. Mm-hmm.
And government sites also trying to filter, you know, what's going in. Yeah. So,
I said, with the media, too, they were trying to filter it. And it's insane, but I'm glad, you know.
Bro, cell phones are amazing. That's the thing that's catching all these things, man.
Because a lot of people can still communicate through WhatsApp.
Absolutely.
So that's how people are getting the stuff. It's weird because not too long ago we had Colombia going down. It's the generation that's going to change everything.
Yes.
It's the new generation.
Look, it's that first generation Cubans that have been working really hard to kind of pave the way for this. So, again, you know, and in honor of these people and those that are fighting for the pride of Cuba and their other countries, here's our first song that's going to kick off our uninterrupted Latin music episode. And I couldn't find a better song for this. I'm telling you, this song is absolutely amazing. The song is called Mi Bandera. And it's by Ricardo Campos featuring Lyrical and Bulawa. So without further ado, let's kick this off. Mi Bandera.
Salir de mi país para viajar hacia otro, abandonando mi raíz. Tuve que ir tras de mi sueño, el que tenía de pequeño, para tratar de ser feliz. Y yo, como extraño a mi familia y a mis amigos del barrio, para salir a situación es invencible. Costa Rica, con esta canción todo el mundo se identifica. Llamen a los chilenos y a los cubanos, llamen a Puerto Rico y a los mexicanos, que ya se armó la rumba. Desde Panamá hasta Ecuador, vámonos a Perú y luego hasta Salvador. Que se escuche en Brasil y Argentina. Yo quiero un grito de mi gente latina y levantaré mi bandera, estando en mi país o estando allá afuera. Porque para mí, mira, no existen fronteras. Yo levantaré mi bandera.
That is
crazy.
Ah,
chill.
Yeah,
the
way
that it started.
para todos aquellos que han tenido que abandonar su país y viajar hacia otro para tratar de cumplir su sueño. Levantaré mi bandera.
Let me translate in a summary of what this song is about. It is literally about all of the people who have had to leave their country to go to another country to fulfill their dreams. But while doing that, they miss their patria, which is their patriot. They miss their homeland. You know, the corner squads, the people, the culture. And so when I found this song on the, you know, I was searching through Instagram to find like the perfect song to kind of head off this music episode. It was kind of like this one ran chills. Like it actually stuck with me. So much that I sent the song early to the cast.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I want to use this for the Latin World Tour because he names so many countries in it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And it's just absolutely amazing. And so, look, from the Latin Babbler Show, from everybody here, you know, we represent our countries. A lot of us are Dominican Puerto Ricans. Raquel Mizrachi, she's from Colombia.
My grandfather was Cuban. My mom's dad.
I mean, we have people on our show who are El Salvador, Ecuadorian. Yeah. I mean, we Mexican. So, I mean, we come from all different places. And everybody who is a part of this show carries that flag like no other.
Absolutely.
And so,
you know,
amen.
And we have, and, you know, that, all of us who are native of a land, right? Puerto Rican, Dominican, Salvador, Ecuadorian, whatever. And we're in the diaspora, which means that we're outside of our country. Like, we have a responsibility, right, to support those that are there who, for whatever reason, aren't able to leave but wish they could be out here to have the freedoms to be able to say what we want to say and do some of the things that we want to do that we can't do in our own country. So we have that responsibility, right? So from the Latin Babbler, the, you know, the co-host, all of us over here, man, we support you. We're with you.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt? Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
It's true. It's true. And we will keep doing this until either one, you cut us off, or two, our microphones don't work. So
that's okay. We'll buy some more on Amazon.
We're going to be some of the first to be reporting of that freedom.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can feel it. I have a good feeling about this.
Yo, we'll be over there. We'll be like CNN, you know, Babbler Vision.
Don't worry, Raquel, Ms. Baki and I will be taking the first trip out there. Aquí estamos reporting live.
That's it.
How about the name, Babbler Vision? That's actually pretty good.
Babbler Vision, I like that. Let's go, trademark it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Hurry up. Trademark that. Quick.
Right. Yeah. Somebody just took it. Damn, it's already taken. All right, man. So, as promised, here's some music, and we'll be back when it's done.
Ooh-ah, is the remix. Ooh-ah, Bella Jeezy, homie.
Bella
Marta
Sophia.
I get goofy every time I hear you say my name. Ooh-ah. Let's go.
Losing your mind, losing. hurt so. Yeah, we're doing one time, yeah. Love it how you're so verbal. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mira que te enseño, solo préstame tu lengua para ver cómo tu cuerpo con el mío juega Jenga. Say you wanna get loose. All of my body on you.
You like a boss, baby, dime, yo me monto. Yo te busco en el Royce con el Lambo. Just tell me dónde quieres y te lo mando. Ella es de la calle, ella quiere jefe del bloque. Su cuerpo que la controle porque ella nunca te conforme. Tiburón de agua dulce, yo te dejo que me use. Siempre caigo en tu trampa, me gusta cuando me seduce. Hey, mira que te enseño, solo préstame tu lengua para ver cómo tu cuerpo con el mío huele a yenga. Dime si tú quieres la luz.
Dice que quiere salir conmigo, pero también sé que a un amigo le aceptó su invitación.
Ella quiere conocer lo que antes no conoció. Ella quiere disfrutar porque de su novio se aburrió.
Ella busca una aventura, un momento de locura. Ella quiere que le den lo que antes nadie le dio. Y no se decide por mi amigo, pero tampoco lo hace conmigo.
Ella prefirió
jugar al amor con dos. Me tiene mal, me tiene un poquito loco. Lo que quiere es alboroto.
¿Y qué más?
Le gusta como yo
la
pongo.
Yo soy el que la mata. Yo soy el que se la inventa. Ella no quiere a él. ¿Para Me saco la polera, me siento perra, me ves lucir esta tanga brasileña. Yo no niego que en mi mente me besas, bebé. No en la mano, ni en la frente, ni en la boca, ¿qué crees? El verano está ardiendo y me tiene con sed. Tu mirada me predice qué va a suceder.
Que yo le haga trip outside of our neighborhood. Summertime and the living's easy. I'm feeling so good in my soul. And I see you coming up my walking by really drives me crazy. Quiero que me veas, quiero que me veas. And I said, baby, we can run away together. You could be my lady. Quiero que me veas, quiero que me veas. Just look my
país, sino a nivel mundial. Por eso, hoy la cantante Adriana Chamorro ha invitado a sus amigas salseras de Cali y del mundo para que unieran sus voces y así todos podamos cantar Ni Una Más.
Modelo, artista, campesina o gerente. nos necesita.
Solución si hay indolencia, parar de plano la violencia, rechazarla con vehemencia, psicológica, física, económica, verbal y laboral. Hay que reconocer que todo está mal, mujer valiente, la sociedad no ha sido inteligente ni coherente, no, hay que pedirte perdón de una vez y para siempre. Aquí mi bien.
Mm-hmm. Es Chamorro. Adriana Chamorro.
Chamorro.
And sus amigas. Y sus amigas.
Y sus amiguitas.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Yeah.
That was
sus
a good
chavalas.
Song. Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to get your women, you know, powered up, this is the song to do it. You just sent her on Sunday.
She pumped me up. She gave motivation. She encouraged me. Women are strong.
Yeah. I'm still, look, out of all the music that's here, I'm still a big fan of Mi Bandera. Like, I'm stuck on that song.
Yeah,
I'm
on that one.
You can't compare Mi Bandera, man.
Right, no. Especially with what we're discussing. But in Nicaragüense, he's at El Grupo Nietzsche level.
Bro, yeah, Telepatia is a good song. And Maynard Vargas, mm-hmm. we've had into Orquesta Bonco, which we've had before. Yes. You know, they put on a show. They put salsa at another level, man. It's really good.
So you think that Maynard is hot? Maybe I can do Telepatia para que me llame.
Okay, so Maynard, if you're interested in Maynard Vargas, you can look him up. But he's kind of like teddy bear looking. So, I mean, you have to see.
I can change.
He's got the dad vibes.
So, I don't think he's got dad vibes. Not like it looked my way.
He's got sugar daddy vibes. That's what he's got.
Ooh. Yeah, he does have sugar daddy vibes.
I told you. Hey, look, he wants a sugar baby.
Oh, suki now.
Maynard, if you're listening, we're not saying you're a sugar daddy.
Yes.
We just assume it because you're always dressing fine, bro. Like, this dude has all kinds of, like, nice...
He's got them braids.
But if you're trying to be a sugar daddy...
I mean, I love the fact that the women came out here with pop. So, like, Mishcat doing goofy pop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was good, too.
That was... Yeah.
You know. Nali was really good. That's kind of like a pop mech. So, it's you know, it's kind of...
Nali's
really
like a ladies' night. Yeah.
Ladies' night.
Yo, and let's not forget, look, we had him last week for the Cuba episode. Let's not forget Pepito Montes y su conjunto.
Oh, you know,
very good. Pepito.
But we had a lot of salsa, which is kind of cool.
We did. But one thing we cannot forget is the main song from Willy Chirino. Nuestro día ya viene llegando.
Come on. Go first in there. Go ahead. Jump on that.
Ya viene llegando. Ay, Cuba hermosa. Y primerosa ya viene llegando.
Well, here,
quiero ver volar mi bandera. Cuba nos espera.
Oh, my
Who
God.
Who did you say sing that song?
That's Willy Chirino.
Let's leave it right, like let's that. Let's keep it that way. We're going to turn around and play the song now.
Apenas siendo niño allá en la Antilla, mi padre me vistió de marinero. Tuve que navegar 90 millas y comenzar mi vida de extranjero, huyéndole a la hoz y al verde olivo, corriendo de esa absurda ideología, pues nunca quise ser aperitivo del odio, del rencor y la apatía. En la maleta traje un colibrí, un libro de Martí, un sueño y un danzón. Junto a los matamoros y a Cuní, me traje una palmera y un bohío, y hasta Pinar del Río lo relocalicé. En mi humilde lugar de alojamiento, por la 12 avenida del Sahuel. La dura realidad, ay Dios,
de todo el que se tira la maroma de sobrevivir fuera de su idioma, de sus costumbres y su identidad. Pasó lo que tenía que pasar. De mi nueva ciudad tomé su abrigo, pues la resignación es fiel amigo del hombre cuando tiene que emigrar. Y pese a la distancia y el ataque del rígido almanaque, yo vivo con la suerte de sentirme cubano hasta la muerte, de ser amante de la libertad. Hoy que mi pueblo vive ilusionado, yo me siento inspirado y en son estoy cantando, anunciándole a todos mis hermanos que nuestro día ya viene llegando. Ya viene llegando, oh, oh, oh.
Ya viene llegando,
ya todo el mundo lo está esperando.
Ya viene llegando,
ay, Cuba hermosa y primorosa.
Ya viene llegando,
porque somos un solo pueblo que va cantando.
Ya viene llegando,
quiero ver volar mi bandera, Cuba no se
será.
You guys need libertad. That's all right. SOS Cuba. Libre. Remember the hashtag.
Yes, you're in my prayers, Cuba.
So, that's with it. That said, that is the end of our show. We hope you loved this Latino music special that we had going for you. I'm the Latin Babbler. I'm signing off with the crew. You guys can say bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Hasta
mucho,
later.
Mucho, mucho amor.
And if you want to follow us, you can go visit our website, www.latinbabbler.com. We're on all social media platforms at Latin Babbler Show. You can listen to us on Radio 89 on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and on Seattle Hip Hop Radio on Saturdays, 11 a.m. Catch our latest editions every Thursday at 8 p.m. of our new show, Founders, which is showcasing Latinos and Latinas, new business enterprises every week with our host, Megan. With that said, yo, I'm the Latin Babbler, and we are out.